Nebraska was a wonderful place for Judy and I to live for 3 years, and particularly the somewhat peculiar but proud town of 16,000 called Beatrice, Nebraska. Yeah, 16,000, but it acted bigger than that. They had 3 new car dealers, they had a super Walmart, 4 funeral homes. Yeah, it's a town of more than a few senior citizens. I went to church with one of the funeral directors, and when I found out that he was also the chairman of the board of the hospital, well, I asked if that wasn't a conflict of interest. He just smiled and winked. Judy and I always knew that eventually we would come back to Texas, and specifically to the Brazos Valley, where we're so close to so many friends that we made over the nearly 30 years we were here, and just 4 hours, not 16 hours, away from the ferry landing across to Mustang Island, our beloved Port Aransas. And we decided that while we still had good health and the treasured memories, that now was the time to do it, so we did. And as much as we missed the grandkids and their soccer games and peewee football games and the Friday night lights shining over the mighty Beatrice Orangemen, we're so happy to be back. And you have been so welcoming. All it takes is being away from this lower middle left of the great Lone Star State to understand what a wonderful, friendly, vibrant place we have here. Oh, they're a friendly bunch up there. They love their Huskers as much, if not more, than we love our Aggies. But beyond that, their passions, well, they're right where they're supposed to be. Will the rain stop so that we can get in the fields to plant so that we can harvest before the first frost comes? But back to the point of all this, and it's missing the Brazos Valley. I went to the WTAW or the Eagle or the KBTX website almost every single day without fail to read about what we missed. From southeast Nebraska, I watched the politics, the success stories, the ups and downs. I read about the weddings, the graduations. It was from there that I had to shed my tears and say goodbye to friends like Billy Pickard and Homer Jacobs, Randy Sims, John David Crow, Roger Feldman, and so many of the greatest generation that I call my vets. I watched the West Side and the press box come down on my computer, and I watched the miraculous 9-month redevelopment, as they call it, at Kyle Field. Did you know that the lead story of my very last sportscast on August 17th, 2012, you know what it was? It was that new Aggie football coach Kevin Sumlin was surprising many by naming the redshirt freshman Johnny Manziel as the starting quarterback. Yeah, it's true. I had to call Alan Cannon over at A&M and make sure it was pronounced Manziel, not Manziel. Yes, I watched the whole 2-year Johnny football odyssey play out from Lakeshore Drive in Beatrice, Nebraska. I had the honor to speak to the Omaha A&M Club on muster in 2013, and I was able to recall just how vast this Aggie family is. You have more streets now with flowing names in the continued migration towards Navasota and more tall buildings. I still know when to avoid Texas Avenue, and it's great to see the downtown Bryan boom is still booming. You know, in Nebraska and really all around the Midwest, Bryan College Station has established an identity beyond just where Texas A&M is. I tell people it's the largest populated of any area without a direct access to an interstate highway, and I think that's right, isn't it? Well, that's what I've been telling them. So if you ever get down on your Brazos Valley, just leave for 3 years and see how quickly you get back. It's great to be back, really. Really it is. For Coldwell Banker, Ag Realtors, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.